Welcome to Yo 11 Minutes. Yo 11 Minutes, mostly Vegas, no BS casino experience, and more. Michael Traeger is out today, but I've got a very special program for you. For those of you who are watching the video version, you'll enjoy this a lot more. For the audio podcast, and we love you guys. Unfortunately, we can't do visual things with audio, but it's still going to be a good show nonetheless. So I've decided what I've been doing is I've been experimenting with different forms of media, and you know, to make videos and things like that. And you know, I've been just messing with the articles I've written at TravelZork to put them to other forms of media. And so I think you're going to like what you are going to see. Those at home, those who are listening, you might hear some background music for these things. But basically, I just want to do a recap of articles that I've written at TravelZork so far. One of them is about speakeasies. One of them is 12 free things to do in Las Vegas. Another one is the history of parking fees. And one is about the Brightline West light rail thingy, speed rail that's going from Las Vegas to Los Angeles. I kind of forget what the other one is right now because the puppy is nibbling on my sneakers. Anyways, that being said, we're going to just go ahead and get into it. Traeger might be back tomorrow. We're not sure, but, you know, it's going to be okay. We're going to get through this together. I know, you know, the Traeger fans out there, you're not here for me. I understand that. I get it. Hey, it is what it is. He's the guy. But hopefully you'll enjoy what I'm about to share with you guys right now. So without further ado, let's get going. I'm going to be Las Vegas speakeasies. And this one's actually animated. So yeah, I've got skills. What can I say? Las Vegas speakeasies are a thing of curiosity. Although alcohol is no longer prohibited, it appears the need for them to pop up year after year is something that gets me wondering. I guess if you'd like to feel as though you're breaking the law when you're not, a speakeasy might be up your alley, but first, a brief history. Back in the 1920s, the US decided to put a nationwide ban on all things alcohol. I don't know why, I wasn't alive at the time. Anyways, it sparked what's known as the Prohibition Era. This didn't stop people from wanting their party juice, so secret bars called speakeasies popped up everywhere. These undercover bars were often hidden behind unassuming doors and back alleys or disguised inside normal businesses like soda shops and bookstores. They were called speakeasies because you had to speak easy about them in public to avoid getting caught by the cops. These places were not only about sneaking a drink, but also about enjoying live jazz music, which honestly might have been the louder part of the secret, if we're being honest. You know, cops are walking by a bookstore, middle of the night, loud jazz music coming out of it. They should have been called play easies. Anyways, despite the constant threat of raids, speakeasies were buzzing with energy and became the birthplace of many, many modern nightlife vibes. Las Vegas is a city built on delivering unforgettable experiences, and Las Vegas speakeasies fit perfectly into this vision. They're a playful nod to a time when having a drink was a thrilling act of defiance. With secret passwords and hidden doors, each visit feels like an exciting mini-adventure. It's a creative and immersive way to enjoy a night out, adding a layer of intrigue and novelty that goes beyond the typical bar or club experience. This blend of history, secrecy, and modern mixology crafts an outing that's as memorable as it's Instagram-worthy, although some places do not allow photos or use of smartphones. In Vegas, where the extraordinary is part of the everyday, speakeasies offer a uniquely personal touch to nightlife, making each visit feel like an exclusive event. That said, here are some Las Vegas speakeasies if you'd like to check them out. One such place is the Laundry Room, tucked away at Commonwealth and Fremont Street. It's not just about grabbing a drink, it's about stepping back in time. The place is small, allowing only 22 people at a time, and makes the experience very exclusive and personal. Another hidden gem is the underground speakeasy and distillery located in the basement of the Mob Museum. Here you can enjoy drinks that were popular in the 1920s among genuine artifacts from that era. It's like a history lesson with a twist. There's also like a secret word. You have to like text to get it and stuff. It's interesting. If you're a bit into drama and mystery, check out the 1923 Prohibition Bar. Not to be confused with Prohibition Bar at Golden Gate, but the 1923 Prohibition Bar at the Shops at Mandalay Place. This place does not hide its door. Instead, it surprises you with the door disguised as a bookcase. So there's that. For those who like a little adventure with their haircut, the barbershop at the Cosmopolitan of Las Vegas is perfect. Behind an actual working barbershop is a secret bar where you can enjoy old-style cocktails and feel like you've discovered something special. Ghost Donkey at Cosmopolitan offers a unique twist with a focus on tequila and mezcal. This lounge is not just about drinks, it's about experiencing bold flavors in a setting that feels like a hidden treasure. And lastly, if you love tropical vibes, the Golden Tiki in Chinatown will sweep you away to an island paradise filled with fun drinks and an upbeat atmosphere. I wouldn't really refer to it as a speakeasy. Their advertising does, but I mean, it's not. So there you go, a brief history of speakeasies and some speakeasies that you can enjoy in Las Vegas. Let's take a look at 12 free Vegas experiences in the magical world of Las Vegas, where the extraordinary is just your average Tuesday, or any day of the week, really. First up, we've got the Lake of Dreams at the Wynn Las Vegas. Imagine a lake not made by nature, but by people. Okay, that's nothing new. But this one is complete with a 40-foot waterfall tumbling down from a fake mountain. We have real mountains too, but that's probably not why you're visiting here. Any nuts? It's like nature's own cinema, with water, lights, and music all dancing together. Every night, this place turns into a rainbow of colors and tunes, making you feel like you're in a fairy tale. Next stop, the Miracle Mile Shops at Planet Hollywood. Think of a shopping marathon, but with more than just stores. This place has it all: yummy food, live theater venues, a water fountain, interesting facades, the world's largest stripper, and music that keeps your feet tapping. It's like a shopping party that never ends. It's free to explore, but whatever you purchase, of course, comes with a price. Then there's the Fremont Street Experience Old School Vegas meets New School Cool. Imagine walking under a giant screen of lights with music and street performers all around. It's like stepping into a broken time machine that mixed the past with the present, but in only the most interesting ways. While there, be sure to stop at Golden Gate, Las Vegas's oldest casino. They had the first telephone number in Las Vegas. It was 1. Literally 1. That's not a joke. Ever seen a garden that changes with the seasons, but in the middle of a hotel and casino? The Bellagio Conservatory and Botanical Gardens is that place. It's a living, blooming art gallery that's totally free. Each season, the horticulturists of Bellagio's conservatory change up the display in ways that invite you into a realm of magical photo ops. This is for sure one of my favorite free Vegas experiences. And right outside, the Bellagio fountains put on a water show that's synced to music. It's like the fountains are dancing. Technically, the fountains would make this list have 13 free Vegas experiences, but people get weird about the number 13 in Vegas. This is why you won't find a 13th floor in most hotels that have a casino. Now, if you're into animals, the Flamingo Wildlife Habitat is a sort of a mini tropical paradise where a discreetly placed plaque honors a dead mobster. Like we said, this is Vegas. Try to keep up. It's home to some fancy flamingos, some clean birds to make the dirty bird less dirty, it's a flamingo reference, and other cool critters, all living in a peaceful habitat. It's free, and a decent way to kill some time while deciding if you really want to waste any money at the food court. If you want to visit Venice without the hassle of visiting Venice, the Grand Canal shops at the Venetian have got you covered. There are gondola rides, street performers, and shops that make you feel like you're in Italy. Pizza slice in one hand, gelato in the other, shopping bags on your Vespa. Okay, they don't have Vespas, so you might need a third hand. Regardless, St. Mark's Square in the center of the canal shops is always a good place to have some great food and rest your feet while being entertained by opera singers. Calling all pinball wizards, the Pinball Hall of Fame is your arcade heaven. It's a museum where you can actually play the exhibits. How cool is that? You are actually encouraged to touch the exhibits. Plus, the money you spend goes to charity, so you can play pinball, retro arcade games, claw machines, and feel like a hero. That's going to do it for this article. See you next time. Just yesterday, the groundbreaking took place for what's being touted as high-speed rail from Las Vegas to Los Angeles. To be clear, as many news markets are not, is that the high-speed rail from Vegas to Los Angeles isn't exactly to Los Angeles. Although news markets are marketing it as Las Vegas to Los Angeles, it is actually Las Vegas to Rancho Cucamonga. You would then transfer to a non-high-speed train to Los Angeles, and that will take an hour and 24 minutes before arriving at Union Station. Just something to keep in mind. Anywho, in 2028, travel between Las Vegas and Los Angeles, kinda, is set to transform with the introduction of a new high-speed rail line. Spearheaded by Brightline West, this ambitious $12 billion project aims to streamline the journey between these two bustling hubs, marking a significant evolution in regional connectivity. Currently, the trip between Las Vegas and Los Angeles can be a tedious affair, plagued by traffic congestion or the hassles of air travel. The high-speed rail promises an enticing alternative, but we are human, and we'll soon see this as a hassle too, at least until teleportation becomes a thing. By laying down 218 miles of track largely parallel to Interstate 15, the rail will link Las Vegas directly to Rancho Cucamonga, California. From there, travelers will gain easy access to downtown Los Angeles through existing commuter rail connections. An additional station in Victorville will further enhance the network's reach, making it accessible to a broader audience. Here's why this project is kind of a big deal: speed and efficiency. Travel times are expected to be significantly reduced. What currently might take hours on the road could be cut down to 2 hours on trains, so a fraction, making it possible to zip between cities quickly. This efficiency is not just good news for daily commuters and tourists, but also opens new possibilities for business interactions and weekend getaways. That's right, Las Vegas, more of the Californians you love so much. I'm being sarcastic, no worries. Environmental sustainability. The high-speed rail is aligned with broader environmental goals, aiming to decrease the reliance on automobiles and airplanes. By doing so, it will contribute to reducing greenhouse gas emissions and promoting cleaner air. This shift is crucial in battling urban pollution and fostering a more sustainable future. Economic impact. The construction and operation of the rail line are projected to generate thousands of jobs. Beyond direct employment, it's expected to stimulate local economies by increasing accessibility, attracting new businesses, and enhancing tourism. This economic injection could be transformative for communities along the route. Brightline West's high-speed rail is not merely a transportation project, it's a visionary step towards modernizing infrastructure, enhancing economic vitality, and promoting sustainable travel so long as it actually reaches completion. That's going to do it for this article. Enjoy your trip to Rancho Cucamonga in 2028. Alrighty, so I hope you enjoyed that presentation. I have two more things left, but I'm going to be saving those for a future episode because when you're doing a show by yourself, you really need to come up with some sort of filler. That being said, that's going to do it for this episode. Luxury travel booking, TravelZork Travel. Hit up TravelZork.travel and plan your next amazing vacation, not just Las Vegas, but anywhere in the world. And be sure to find us on social media and join the conversation. You can find us easily. All social platforms are at TravelZork. We'll see you next time.